USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly 3 million homes in Texas remain without power as the state's power grid administrator is hoping to begin to get electricity back on Thursday. Many are also dealing with water shortages as residents were dripping faucets to keep pipes from freezing. But now water utilities say that pressure is low and the water may now be unsafe to drink as the treatment plants have also been affected by power losses. Democratic Texas State Representative Eddie Morales tells CNN that some residents in his district have been without power for the last 3 days.
The water treatment plants don't have the electricity and they are now going on 72 hours in some areas that have not had power. This idea also of these rolling blackouts that are taking place, I'm sorry to say, but they're not taking place in House District 74 for a large part. And so you have certain subdivisions, certain areas of the community that have gone all 72 hours without electricity.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.